Hey everyone, welcome to this first episode of Cheological 2.0, the subscriber side of the house. Today is a short riff on a couple of acupuncture points with me. It's a little solo show. I've had a couple of people over the past few months ask me about lung sics because it seems to come up in conversation from time to time. It is one of my favorite points, and I hadn't realized that I talked about it so much here in the podcast, except that I've gotten inquiries about it. So I'm here to do a little riff on Kong Cui, the Xi cleft point in the lung, lung six, as it's known to most acupuncturists here in the United States. And I'm also going to do a little riff on stomach 37. Which is another one of these points that it just kind of showed up in my experience, and I tend to use it a lot. Reminds me a little bit of lung six in that I find a bipalpation. So let's talk about this a little bit. First, both of these points for me are points that I use and points that get my attention, because when I put my hands on people and I start feeling around for things, they often show up. So Kong Cui, lung six in particular, I think is a fabulous point for a number of reasons. One, it's not that difficult to palpate. And so if you're new to channel palpation, and especially the channel palpation that Jason Robertson talks about, the stuff that he learned from Dr. Wang Chui, then if you want to practice that kind of thing, lung six is a great point to do it, because it not only shows up on a regular basis, but it shows up with a variety of manifestations. This thing can feel like a gumdrop under the skin. It can feel up as a striated area. It's like you run your fingers over it and it's just a little bit washboardy, or sometimes it feels just tight, like you pulled a little saran wrap over the skin. There's all kinds of different ways that you can feel it. Sometimes it's more surface, sometimes it's more deep. And the other thing about this point that I think is really, really interesting is that it moves around. That lung six can be anywhere from the textbook location, which by the way, I rarely find it there, to up to really 2 or in some cases 3 inches away from that spot. What's really fun about doing this, especially if you're practicing your palpation, is to do it and keep an eye on your patient's expression. Because when you get on that point, and you don't have to press hard on it, but if you just get on it and you just put a little intention into it, you just kind of explore it a bit with your thumb, really see what it feels like, your patients will often make some sort of change in facial expression that says, ooh, that's a little tender, or that's a, you know, like, what are you doing there? What's up with that? Sometimes it won't necessarily hurt, but it will feel funny to them. And so great point for practicing your palpation skills. Now, in terms of how I use it, obviously it's great for coughs, right? Primarily coughs of an excessive nature, I would say, right? So if they've got lots of phlegm, or even if they've got not a lot of phlegm, but that phlegm is really stuck and gooey, really, really helpful. Chest tightness, really useful. Asthma. I like this point so well for asthma. I've made up a little acupuncture point card. I've got like 5 cards that I think are like the kitchen table medicine of acupuncture. And on occasion, I'll hand them out to patients that I think are helpful. And Kong Cui is one of those points that I give to people with chronic respiratory issues. Asthma in particular. I had one person, this was some time ago, once they learned that they could massage that point, do their own acupressure, they really went to town on it. And in the course of a few months, their asthma dramatically changed. So it can be really, really helpful for that. Patients can find it really easily because it tends to be a sensitive point. So use it for those lung sorts of issues. Additionally, I like to use it for constipation. I use it for constipation because of the lung-large intestine connection. And sometimes when things are stuck in the lung, you know, it's like if you put a straw in a glass of water and you put your finger over the top and you pull it out, there's water in the straw. But if you lift your finger, out goes the water. I think that lung six can be a bit like that for constipation as well. So if I'm dealing with people, they got trouble with their bowels, then Lung Six, very helpful for that as well. And because it's opposite the urinary bladder on the clock, for urinary conditions, you might want to take a look at it, especially if it shows up, right? Someone's got issue with urination, maybe difficult urination, and you go palpate that lung channel and Lung Six really is there, give it some love with a needle, see what happens. Obviously, this point is also helpful for people that are dealing with grief, and I've even seen it be useful for people who have that sort of metal type issue of self-worth. So you can use it for that psycho-emotive kind of thing. Now, again, if you want to practice channel palpation, and really the best way to practice channel palpation is just to practice it. You just get your hands on people and start feeling and see what you notice, because sometimes, like with Lung Six for me, there's something that shows up and it shows up regularly. And if you find something on a regular basis, well, that just means you've got an affinity for that point. Maybe you understand it a bit and it's worth your exploration about how you can use it. Stomach 37, Shangju Xu, which is the lower Hexi point of the large intestine. And it's also a point on the sea of blood. This is another one that I use on a regular basis. In fact, lots of people go to stomach 36. You know, it's that very common, oh yeah, I'm going to do a little qi tonification, or I want to just add this point to kind of boost things up a bit. I want to work on the digestion. People immediately go to stomach 36. I would encourage you, if you think that way, to start putting your hands on people and see which point, see which of those points, stomach 36, stomach 37, you know, maybe even 38, see which one's actually active. The way that I first got clued in to stomach 37 is when I was focusing a lot on abdominal palpation. I was trying to get that dialed in. And one of the things that I found is that when you've got someone who's got qin sha pi, right, that, what do they call that, glomus? It's that fullness underneath the heart. It's that area around Ren 14, right there at the where the sternum comes together with the lower margin of the ribs. If that area, if either you feel that it's distended, or if the patient feels like it gets distended, or they complain a lot, especially after eating, that they get really bloated in that area and they get really uncomfortable, you know, full feeling. I have found, especially with palpation, and especially if the patient is sensitive to it when you palpate, that if you go down and put a finger on stomach 37 and then go back and palpate that same spot, right, where the glomus was, it's often gone. So it's a great point to, again, practice your palpation skills. If you're helping people with their digestion, again, they got this xin sha pi, they got this fullness in the epigastrium. Look for stomach 37. Our friend Jason Robertson, who was on show number 21, he's the channel palpation guy. You might want to check out his show if you're not familiar with it. His stuff is really, really useful. It's a great way to get out of your head and into your hands. And once you start to trust your hands, ooh, man, look out. All kinds of stuff shows up. All right, so there you have it. Very short show. A quick riff. Especially for those of you that were wondering, what is up with Michael Max and that Lung Six anyway? Now you know. All right. Well, hey, I want to thank you for being a subscriber to Chiological, because, you know, to hear this show, you got to be a subscriber. Thank you so much. Delighted to have you a part of this community. And hey, if you've got some points of your own that you're really friendly with, you found them perhaps through palpation, you found them through some other sorts of ways, you know, you got your own kind of glimpse into it, I'd love to hear about it. And we can share it right here in the subscription portion of Chiological. So ping me with those if you got them, and we can have some point riffs in here. Love to hear from you. All right. Thanks, and talk to you next time.